WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide navigating this wild ride we call life. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million directions? Like an open buffet on Black Friday, everyone's grabbing a piece of you, leaving you feeling drained and depleted. Yeah, I get it. That's why today we're diving into something crucial. Setting boundaries. Not just for your sanity, but for your overall well-being. Think of boundaries as the invisible walls around your time, energy, and emotions, keeping the good vibes in and the unnecessary noise out. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, and that includes how we choose to engage with the world. That's where boundaries come in. They're not about being selfish or shutting people out. They're about respecting yourself and your needs. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house uninvited, right? Your personal space is sacred, and so is your mental and emotional space. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you build those strong, healthy boundaries. 1. Know thyself. This one seems obvious, but it's essential. What drains you? What energizes you? What are your core values? Knowing yourself inside and out is the foundation for setting effective boundaries. It's like figuring out what flavors make up your delicious life recipe. You wouldn't put ketchup on a good steak, would you? 2. Communicate clearly. Don't be afraid to say no when necessary. You don't have to explain yourself endlessly or feel guilty about prioritizing your needs. A simple "I appreciate the offer, but I'm not able to commit right now" can work wonders. Remember, clear communication is like a well-lit path that guides people and prevents misunderstandings. 3. Practice saying yes to yourself. Ever notice how we often say yes to everyone else but struggle to say yes to ourselves? Start prioritizing your own needs and desires. That means carving out time for self-care, pursuing your passions, and saying yes to experiences that bring you joy. It's like investing in the most important asset, thorough. Set expectations. Be upfront about what you can and cannot do. Don't be afraid to share your limits with others. This helps manage expectations and prevents resentment from building up. Think of it like setting the stage for a play. Everyone knows their roles, and the performance flows smoothly. 5. Reevaluate and adjust. Life is constantly changing, so are your needs and priorities. Regularly check in with yourself to see if your boundaries are still serving you well. If not, don't hesitate to make adjustments. It's like fine-tuning a musical instrument. You need to keep adjusting it to create the perfect harmony. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're heading to a party, and as soon as you arrive, your phone starts buzzing with messages from work colleagues asking for updates on that project you've already told them you're not available to discuss tonight. You feel pressure to respond, but you know prioritizing your relaxation is essential for your well-being. Here's where those boundaries come into play. You can politely excuse yourself from the conversation with a simple "I'm going to enjoy this party and catch up on emails later." Or even "I'm fully present here right now, I need to unplug for a bit." See? Clear, concise, and respectful. By setting that boundary, you protect your time and energy, allowing yourself to truly enjoy the evening. So remember, friends, boundaries aren't about shutting people out. They're about creating space for the things that matter most: your well-being, your happiness, and your growth. Embrace them, refine them, and watch as they empower you to live a more fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some boundaries you've set in your own life that have made a positive difference? Share your stories in the comments below. Let's learn from each other and keep building those strong, healthy foundations together. And don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and spread the stoic love. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.